Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, you're listening to The Daily Home Edit, the podcast from the team at Home Beautiful magazine. I'm today's host, Sarah Berman, and today I'm joined in the studio by Amy Smith, a talented interior stylist and the CEO of Huntley & Co., which hires designer furniture and accessories to Sydney homeowners looking to sell. Thank you for joining me today, Amy.
Thank you for having me in.
Did I describe Huntley & Co. in the correct way?
Yes. We do get a little bit of confusion as to what we do because we're not a property styling company. We are just a hire company. And when I say just a hire company, people come to us who are wanting to choose their bits and pieces that are going to be used in their styling. They select them all and then we deliver them. So it's a bit different to a styling company where a stylist comes in and selects all the bits and pieces for you and then sets it up.
But of course, you also have a background in property styling.
I do.
So you know what you're talking about. Yeah. So today we're talking about the living room. What feel should people be aiming to create in their living room? Because you're really selling people on a lifestyle when they come into a home for the first time that they're looking to buy, aren't they? Not just the way the room looks, but how it feels.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I think it depends on the style of the property and the demographic of the buyer. For example, you wouldn't want a, you know, penthouse in a brand new building in the city to have a relaxed beach vibe. It would need to have, you know, a vibe that's much more fitting. And the same way that you wouldn't want a beach house to have a really formal, polished, you know, feel to it. So it's about understanding the style of the property and the demographic of the buyer and also, you know, sort of the area as well. So agents can often give you a really good feel as to what those three things will be or sort of who the demographic's likely to be and what they're looking for in terms of lifestyle.
So let's talk about one of the most important pieces of furniture in the living room being the couch.
Yes.
How important is the configuration of the couch in the living room in home staging?
It's very important and it's often the biggest piece in the home. So when I was styling houses for sale, I would often look at the position of the sofa and also what the sofa was as well. For example, your big brown leather sofa with a chaise might be great and comfortable to watch TV, but it might be sitting right in the middle of the living room, which isn't ideal for open homes. So you need to sort of take into consideration how people are going to be walking through the property during the inspection, and there could be groups of 10, 20 or 30 walking through at a time, and also how the property is going to be photographed. So the positioning of the sofa can be quite key in both the open home and the photography. So yes, it is very important to consider that and also just to consider the scale of it.
So I know it's going to depend on each home, on each individual home.
Yes.
But what's your recommendation in terms of how you set up a living room? Because I think most people's instinct is to sort of do what you've described, which is to have the big couch in the middle of the room facing the TV.
Yeah.
Is that how you would do it?
It's a hard one to say because it really does depend on the, you know, the layout of the room. There's some properties that you have to put the sofa in the middle of the room. There's no option to put it anywhere else. But you might then consider if the space isn't particularly big, it might be a low sofa, might have, you know, thin arms instead of big bulky arms. You might just try and scale everything back a little bit. Or if it's a huge space, you need to sort of fill the proportions out. So it does really depend on the size of the room.
And what about the other details in the room? What else do people need to consider for living room
styling? Yeah, I think making sure that it's not just a sofa in the middle of a space because it can feel quite cold and empty. So making sure that the room's got a bit of depth and detail to it, which can be added through rugs and lamps and plants, some decor items, and just sort of bringing it to life a little bit more than just having a couple of pieces. You sometimes see when you're flicking through the real estate magazines, there's a sofa and a rug and a dining table, dining chairs, and that's it. And the rooms feel quite flat. A room really comes to life when it's got those other elements and, you know, artwork and lamps and all those bits and pieces that sort of bring it to life.
And would you recommend changing styling options depending on the season?
Yeah, a little bit. I'd probably look more at the property and, I mean, there's certain things like fireplaces which you want to be a bit more of a focal point during winter than you would in summer, but it's more sort of the demographic of the potential buyer and also the style of the house that you tailor it towards.
Great. Huntley & Co hires single pieces of furniture, even down to cushions and throws.
Yes.
Is it common for people to come to you just for those smaller items?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, as I said before, they can make a really big difference in just bringing the room to life. So sometimes it's as small as putting a rug down to help define an area. If there's an open plan lounge dining, sometimes having a rug underneath the living room just really grounds it. Or if it's a dark room, putting a big mirror and a lamp in can make a huge difference as well, just to bounce a bit of extra light around.
And tell me about the warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
We've got all of our furniture is catalogued online, so it's a much more simple way of viewing it than walking around a warehouse, because the warehouse is quite big and overwhelming. But we've got an accessories warehouse.
I still want to go one day.
Yeah. The accessories warehouse is very pretty. It's filled with cushions and vases and rugs and lamps and artworks and all those sorts of bits and pieces. So the clients who do want to hire just those items would come into the accessories warehouse, and then basically they go shopping to pull all their bits and pieces together to style the house for sale.
And what look is trending now?
We have a white linen sofa, a range of white linen sofas that are incredibly popular. They look beautiful for styling a home for sale, not so practical for living with.
Everyone loves a white linen sofa.
Oh, I know, they do. The other thing that we get a lot of calls for at the moment is little stools, which always look beautiful next to a bath with a couple of ornamental pieces, or even using them as a bedside or a, you know, side table in a living room. So we've got a couple of stools, one's called Luna and one's called Log, which are always very popular. And then in our decor range, we've got some really beautiful pieces from local artisans, which are handmade, like clay beads or, you know, big, beautiful hanging macrame pieces. So we're seeing that people are liking things that are a little bit more original and a bit different. So they're definitely some of our more popular pieces.
There's really no excuse for not having your home properly set up for sale when you can even hire beautiful artisan pieces, which is not a service that I knew existed in Sydney.
Yeah.
If people really are successful in staging their home for sale, what impact can it have?
Well, I think, I mean, the reason you style a house for sale is to try and get the most amount of money that you possibly can. And essentially you want your buyers really engaged and emotionally invested in the property. So styling can make a huge difference towards that. I think when you're walking into an empty home, it's very hard to connect with just floors and walls and a ceiling, no matter how beautiful they are. It sort of lacks that homely feel. So if you've styled the property right and you've got your buyers really invested in it, then obviously they're going to pay a bit more than something that they're not as emotionally invested into. So that's what styling is all about. It's about trying to get you the absolute best price and hopefully quite a quick sale campaign as well.
Well, thank you for joining us in the studio today, Amy. It's been great to hear your insights into property styling.
Thank you for having me, Amy.
And that's a wrap for the Daily Home Edit. Please rate, review and subscribe and tell your friends about us. Catch you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.